back in February of 2008, President Obama had issued a statement saying that it was time to end the diversion of small business contracts to corporate giants. That came from the fact that something our organization has been working on for a number of years now, and we've seen a string of 15 federal investigations going back to 2003 that have all shown that there has been fraud, abuse, loopholes, and basically a giant lack of oversight in the federal contracting arena that has allowed every year, by our estimate, somewhere between $60 to $100 billion in small business set-aside contracts to go to some of the largest companies in the United States and Europe. And this is an issue, I think, especially now with the economy being in the shape that it's in, that is a very big and important issue to small businesses and something that could have a big impact. Last year, during the presidential campaign, when the economy was not quite so bad, we had reached out to all of the presidential candidates, asking them about this issue and, as president, what they would do to address this. And at that time, Senator Obama was the only one to get back to us, told us that, you know, small businesses were an important issue for him and had issued that statement. Unfortunately, since then, he has not mentioned that mentioned that again. And the information that he had posted about that had been altered on his campaign website before the election, and then following the election, all of the information, both regarding that statement as well as information about it that he had put forward in a emergency, it was a small business emergency rescue plan that had been on his campaign website, had been removed from his transition team's website, and currently there is no information at all about any of this on the White House website as far as any plans that they have in their economy section. So we're basically at this point wanting to definitely hold his feet to the fire as to making sure that he was serious about following through on these promises that were made during the campaign.
And Mr. Barron, if I could interrupt and ask, there is some word that perhaps President Obama is going to change the definition of small business to independently owned and include firms that could be owned by venture capitalists and that kind of thing. Is that a concern as well?
Yeah, Jane, definitely. That's something that we've seen come up over the last year, year and a half in several pieces of legislation in both the House and the Senate, specifically regarding was in the Small Business Innovation Research Program reauthorization bills. Basically, both of them contained this loophole that would allow a small business that was majority owned or controlled by venture capital companies to keep that small business status so that they would have access into these small business programs. And so this was something that was of concern to us, especially with the President Obama's appointment of Karen Mills to take over at the SBA. We see that, you know, being that she is from the venture capital industry and due to a lot of campaign contributions going to President Obama as well as other key Democrats in Congress, especially with this legislation that we've seen being pushed over the last year, is definitely of great concern. We don't want to see essential small business programs get turned into basically subsidy for venture capital investment.
And we're talking with Kevin Barron, the Director of Government Affairs at the American Small Business League. Well, I have two questions. One, even though it may be venture-backed, it could still be a small business, and what's the difference whether it's venture-backed or whether it's backed by a bank or an SBA loan?
Right, right. Well, our concern is that currently, according to the Small Business Act, a small business is one that is independently owned, which means that it's 51% private ownership. So we want to make sure that a company that is not majority owned or controlled by a venture capital firm is not considered a small business. Basically, venture capital money goes, well, I will say it does play a role in helping small businesses. Venture capital money goes to a very small percentage of small businesses. There's almost 26 million small businesses in the country, and we want to make sure that those businesses that are not able to secure funding through venture capital or sometimes even getting loans through the SBA, that if they are going after contracts or programs like the SBIR program for grants, that they have, that they are able to go after that, and that they're competing against other small businesses and not either large firms or these venture capital-backed entities.